10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. Picture frames, padlock with all our names. Just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again. Just like we planned it, go when you land it. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Thank you.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah, hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Good.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. Really, that'll put me in the mood, cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few, and we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm a dude always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump bumping that fun. Yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope, but she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now. Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
All
and
facts.
I'm just annoying, so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Had
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Following a thrilling win last night, the Frisco Rough Riders get set to take on the Midland Rockhounds in Game 5 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Momentum Big Ballpark in Midland, Texas. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along wherever you're listening on this gorgeous Saturday evening. The Rough Riders enter into today's game with the same record as the Midland Rockhounds, 13-12. The two teams tied atop the Southern Division in the Texas League. And a win today would give the Rough Riders at least a series split in this six-game set, and at least a split on this road trip as well over the course of the 12 games. It's been a long and grueling road trip for a lot of these guys, but the good thing is this is happening towards the beginning of the season. It'd be a lot different if it were happening towards the end of the season. And also good news is they have Owen White on the mound today. White, the number one prospect on the pitching side of things in the Rangers organization. The 23-year-old stands 6'3", 199 pounds out of Mount Ula, North Carolina. He currently lives in Clearwater, Florida. The Rangers' second-round selection in 2018 has been just brilliant this year. 1-0 with a 2.91 ERA. That's the 10th best ERA in the Texas League, making his sixth start of the season. 21 and two-thirds innings, 18 strikeouts to 7 walks for Owen White. And he has just been phenomenal this year, attacking batters, and especially in that last start against Amarillo. He went 6 innings, allowing just 3 runs on 5 hits, with all 3 of those runs coming in the 5th and 6th innings, his last 2 innings in that start. He went 4 perfect before allowing a base hit in the 5th inning. He also ended that Amarillo series with a 3-inning start in which he looked very good as well. 6 strikeouts in those 3 innings, allowing just 1 run. And that was supposed to be a very short start for Owen White. So not surprising that he only went those 3 innings in the Sunday contest. His mound opponent today on the other side is Jack Cushing, the Flower Mound, Texas native, went to Georgetown for college, and he was a 22nd round selection by the Oakland Athletics in 2019. The 26-year-old is pitching for his third year in the Midland, or here with the Midland Rockhounds. He was up in AAA Las Vegas both last year and this year, but really, really struggled. In 3 starts in Las Vegas, a 16.55 ERA. He has an 8.31 ERA and 2 outings, 1 start for Midland so far this season. So it's Owen White against Jack Cushing, our starting pitching matchup today between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Frisco winning a game last night, is a little bit repetitive. 4-1, the final score of the game last night. Brilliant pitching performance from Jack Leiter. 6 shutout innings, 7 strikeouts. His first quality start of the season and his second of his professional career. And the Rough Riders able to get home runs from Dustin Harris and Kellen Strom in the victory. Now they look for another win and make it back-to-back and take at least a series split in this set. One of the big performances yesterday was from Kellen Strom, who had the homer and then also threw out a man at the plate on a double play to help make it shutout baseball for Jack Leiter. And he has been hitting the ball really well so far on this road trip. Entering into this game, he's 5-for-12 in the series, and he's also had 3 really hard-hit balls for outs during this series as well. So he's locked into the plate, and he was our pregame guest today. Kellen Strom joins us on the other side with a pregame interview split up into 2 parts. We'll hear part 2 tomorrow, but part 1 is coming up on the other side of this break. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, game 5 of 6. First pitch coming up at 7 o'clock. Kellen Strom joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Welcome back to Midland. We're pregame, and we're joined by Kellen Strom, Rough Riders outfielder. Kellen, we'll start with this. Yesterday, your first home run, a big multi-hit game for you. You've said you've not kind of been frustrated with your results so far, but you've been hitting the ball well and haven't seen the hits coming. How are you feeling at this juncture in the season right now?
You know, starting the year slow last year was kind of tough, just getting back in the swing of things. So this year, I just kind of trusted the process and tried to put good swings on. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, it's always hard getting in the groove, but I'm starting to feel my swing and starting to get back in it.
Knowing that you've already had success here at this level, how does that play into not getting frustrated with the lack of success at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, last year was kind of rough at the beginning of the year, and you know, not trying to be too hard on myself, just trying to go out and have fun and compete. And I think that's the biggest thing, and you know, just having fun and you know, putting good swings on and being around these guys, and it's keeping me sane. And you know, I love being out here and being with these guys.
You hit your first Double-A home run last year here in Midland in late April, and then you have your first home run this year here in Midland. Is it something about this ballpark?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the lights are something. No, I'm just, you know, just trying to keep the process and stick to it and put some good swings on and, you know, hopefully get lucky.
The play yesterday in right field when you threw out the runner coming home, Brett Harris, a double play. Take me through that play and kind of what you were thinking.
Yeah, I know they kind of messed up a first to third opportunity early. Instead of going first to third, they stayed there at second. And, you know, Jack did a good job of pounding the zone and getting out. So I thought I'd help him out by throwing a guy at home. And, you know, Jack did a good job yesterday. And, you know, there's more to come for him. And, you know, I saw the guy running and just kind of chucked it. And hope Capers made a good play and got the guy at home.
Well, you did both yesterday, but would you rather hit a home run or throw a guy out at the plate?
That's tough because both don't come easy to me. I don't normally hit a ton of home runs, and I don't normally throw a lot of guys out, but the home run was kind of sick.
This is a really good start yesterday for Jack Leiter, and you know, having been with him the last 2 years and seeing kind of some of the ups and downs he's been through, what was it like seeing him have that success yesterday?
Yeah, it was really good. It's kind of, you know, he hasn't had the best of year, but you know, he's a stud. He works. He's really hard on himself. He likes being perfect. And you know, he hasn't been perfect lately, but you know, seeing that yesterday was, you know, that's why we got him in the first round. So he's a freaking stud, and you know, there's a lot to come, and you know, I'm excited to see where he's going to be.
Yesterday was a pretty fun ball game in general, as we're joined by Kellen Strom, Rough Riders outfielder. A lot of tensions late in the game, and playing a close one, which the Rough Riders haven't had a lot of close wins so far early on in the season. How fun is a game to play like that?
I mean, this is what you play for. Yeah, there was a little bit of chirpiness, which I don't necessarily like. I don't know if it came from our guys or their guys, but you know, I just like going out and having fun. And you know, the close games are always fun, just because you know, the players really come out in the close games, and so it was fun to see yesterday.
That's part one of our interview with Kellen Strom, Rough Riders outfielder. You can hear part two before the Rough Riders 1 o'clock game tomorrow to finish out this series against the Midland Rockhounds. I want to introduce you to the starting lineups for both these teams coming up as the pregame show continues. First pitch coming up at 7 o'clock between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Almost ready for first pitch between the Rough Riders and Rockhounds on this beautiful Saturday night. Lineup cards getting exchanged out in front of us. And Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, is back into Frisco's dugout. We'll introduce you to the starting lineups between these two teams today. The Rough Riders at 13-12. So are Midland, actually, to that point, as these two teams have battled it out in this series and remain tied so far to this point. Their starting lineup looks like this. Frisco turns to Evan Carter once again in the leadoff spot. He's in center field defensively for Frisco. He's followed up with Luis Angel Acuña at second base, and Dustin Harris is out in left field today in the three spot. Middle third of the order, Thomas Sejasi, the DH, Kellen Strom in right field, and Jax Biggers is at third base. Bottom third of the order, it's Chris Cease at shortstop, Trevor Hover at first, and Jordan Procession, the Riders catcher. Once again, it's Carter, Acuña, Harris, Sejasi, Strom, Biggers, Cease, Hover, and Procession. On the other side for Midland, Cooper Bowman leads it off the shortstop, then Lawrence Butler at center. Daryl Hernandez is the second baseman, hitting third. Greg Dykeman is the DH. He hits in the fourth spot. Logan Davidson is at first base. He hits fifth. And Jeremy Ironman is the third baseman in the sixth spot. Lazaro Armenteros is in left field, hitting seventh. Shane McGuire at catcher, hitting eighth. And Michael Goldberg is in right field. He's in the ninth spot. We'll step aside for the national anthem, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. First pitch coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Yeah.
is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive, deep down the left field line. Forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders and Midland Rockhounds set to duel for Game 5 of this six-game series in Midland, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Momentum Bank Ballpark. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along as Evan Carter steps in from the left side. Jack Cushing up on the mound for Midland. He's back into his windup, and we are set for baseball. The first pitch of the game. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike. We're underway at 7:02 in the p.m. here in Midland. Beautiful day for baseball. 92 degrees, sunshine up above, 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. The 0-1 pitch to Carter. He takes at the bottom of the zone, outside corner for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. On the Rough Riders, center fielder hitting .318 through 2020, or through 22 games, I should say. Cushing the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him on three pitches. Got the fish off the outside corner, and there's one away. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. Acuna, 5 for 19 in this series, in from the right side against the right-hander Cushing with high socks. He winds back, and the first pitch. Acuna swings, spanks it down the right field line. Goldberg going back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! Luis Angel Acuna picks on the short porch the opposite way. It's his second home run of the season, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0. The bullpen jets into the field of play down the right field line, and Acuna crushed it the other way, picking up the solo home run.
Number two, Dustin Harris.
Dustin Harris makes his way in. Though Acuna, first pitch swinging, first pitch homering. And the Rough Riders lead 1-0. Harrison from the left side. Here's the wind back in Cushing's pitch. He swings, grounds it right side. It's 0-1. On a foul ball, just outside of the first base bag. Luis Angel Acuna, his second home run for the Rough Riders this season, his 20th RBI. He continues to crush the baseball. It just hasn't left the ballpark. This time he does it to the opposite field. 0-1 pitch to Harris. He swings, punches it high in the air to center field. Lawrence Butler tracing over to his left, and he's under it to make the catch. Two outs in the first inning, 1-0 Rough Riders. Thomas Sajacy steps home.
Now batting number 12, Thomas Sajacy.
Luis Angel Acuna showed off the power last year. Small in stature, but a lot of punch. Here's the wind back in Cushing's pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 11 home runs last year for Luis Angel Acuna. He now has 2 this year. His career high is 12. He hit that in 2021. The 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1 to Sajacy, who has 7 hits in this series through the first 4 games. Sajacy hitting .370 in the series. The pitch. Swinging a soft roller up the middle. Kicks off Cushing's glove off to his right. He barehands it, throws onto first, and he's able to recover for the out to get Sajacy. So the side comes to a close, but not before the Rough Riders score. 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Solo home run for Luis Angel Acuna, and it's 1-0 Frisco to the home half of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Angel Acuna got the Rough Riders on the board in the first inning. A solo home run the opposite way, and now they turn to Owen White, who's been their bona fide ace so far towards the beginning of the season. 10th in the league in earned run average, a 2.91 mark, making his sixth start of the season. White works against Cooper Bowman in the first pitch. Fastball rides inside, one ball and no strikes. 93 on the gun from Owen White with that fastball. That's usually where he'll be. He's back into his windup and he deals home. High and tight. Two balls, no strikes. Owen White, the number two prospect in the Rangers system. He's the number one pitching prospect, according to MLB.com. 2-0. High pop up into shallow center field. Carter ranging in. Cease going back. The Riders' shortstop reaches out and makes a basket catch behind him. And there's one away.
Center fielder Lawrence Butler.
That's a nice play by Cease. Battling the sun with the sunglasses on, looking straight up into it. Continuing to roll back into the shallow part of left center field and then just reached out about hip level and made the basket catch over his shoulder. Here's Lawrence Butler in from the left side. White back into his windup. And the first pitch on the way. Fastball high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Owen White, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup combination. He peels back into his wind in the 1-0. Curveball high. Two balls, no strikes. He started off the first two hitters 2-0. He had his best start of the season in Amarillo on that Tuesday game to start off this road trip. The 2-0. Rip and a miss and a high fastball. 2-1. White went six innings, allowing three runs with four strikeouts against Amarillo, but those numbers not really indicative of how he threw. The 2-1. Just low off the outside corner, and it's three balls and one strike. He had two runners that he left on base when he exited the game, only allowing the one run through six innings. 3-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 3-2. He became the first Rough Riders pitcher to pitch into the seventh inning in that start. Didn't record an out in the start. And then both the inherited runners then came in to score. 3-2. Butler swings, puts it in the air out to left center field. Harris cuts over from left. Sunglasses on his eyes as well. He makes the catch. Two up, two down, and a pair of flyouts. Daryl Hernandez makes his way in. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the first inning. Owen White didn't allow his first run till the fifth, was perfect through four in that game against Amarillo, and he was dominant. First pitch to Hernandez, swinging a chopper foul, third base side into the Riders' dugout. 0-1. Hernandez hitting .316 on the season, two homers, 13 RBIs through 19 games. White rocks back in the 0-1. High and tight with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. If you haven't watched or heard a game in which Owen White pitches, he is a bulldog out there on the mound, and he is extremely competitive. And you hear that about guys, but White will bark at you. He'll let you know. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive down the third baseline and foul. And it's now 1-2 on Hernandez. Rough Riders in the slate tops today. Red double R ball cap, gray pants. It's the home white tops and bottoms for the Midland Rockhounds with a navy ball cap. White ahead, 1-2. Staring in at Hernandez right on right. Here's the wind back by White and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball away at 95 miles an hour. And Owen White strikes out one in a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders lead 1-0 in the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco with a 1-0 advantage as we go to the top of the second inning, and Kellen Strom to lead it off for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom, Jack Spiggers, Chris Cease, 5, 6, and 7 in the Frisco order against Jack Cushing. Right-hander back into his wind in the first pitch. Strom takes high and in, and it's 1-0. Luis Angel Acuña providing the lone run for either of these teams so far in this game with a Somo home run in the first. 1-0. Strom watches away. And it's 2-0. Kellen Strom coming off a great day at the plate and in the field. Strom 2-for-4 with a home run. The pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. He also had a double play defensively in the outfield, catching a ball and throwing out Brett Harris trying to tag from third and coming to score. 2-1 toss. Check swing, strike on the outside corner, belt high, and it's 2-2 on Strom. He calls time and steps out. Ben Engstrand, our home plate umpire, grants. Nate Diedrich is our first base umpire. Crew chief Chris Presley Murphy is at third today. Back in from the right side, Cushing looks over the top of his glove, shoulders square to the third base dugout, wheels in the 2-2. Fouled away right side, and it's still 2-2. It was great talking with Strom as our pregame interview guest today, and we'll hear part two of that interview tomorrow. There's so much stuff you can talk about with Kellen Strom, and such an incredible career so far, the 2-2. He swings, punches it in the air to right field, sending Goldberg back, still going at the warning track, looking up. It's off the warning track, up against the fence. Strom up to second. He stops right there with a double. Kellen Strom going the opposite way, doubling off the warning track. And it's the Rough Riders with a leadoff double in the second to set them up on offense, leading 1-0. Well, Strom, it looked like he didn't get all of it, just kind of poked it out to right field. It just kept on carrying over Goldberg's head, and it looked like he was kind of fooled because of the swing by Strom as well. But talking to Ryan Tuntland, the Riders' hitting coach, said Strom is just so strong. He doesn't have to catch it. It'll carry. First pitch to Jax Biggers, left-handed batter. Off the outside corner and misses. 1-0. Biggers hitting .220 on the year. Three homers, 12 RBIs. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the pitch. Biggers bunts it down the third baseline of beauty. Ironman comes up, bare hands, whips it onto first. Just got him. Incredible play by Jeremy Ironman. Strom down to third on the sack bunt by Jax Biggers.
Estrella Jalisco beer batter. If he happens to strike out, unlucky fan will receive a prize courtesy of Estrella.
One away and Chris C. Stanton. Biggers almost beat it out. Ironman had to make a do-or-die play. And Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. Infield comes in for Midland. 1-0 Frisco, top of the second. Here's the stretch from Cushing in the pitch. High and tight. One ball and no strikes. Jack Cushing making his third career start against the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 toss to Cease. He swings, lines it to shallow right field. Goldberg coming in, dives, and did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Strom tags from third. He comes in to score. It's a sacrifice fly for Chris Cease the opposite way. And it's 2-0 Rough Riders. And they appeal to third base and say that Strom left early. So it's a double play and the inning is over. And now here comes Carlos Cardoza.
Fans, if you are a member of
arguing, and now Strom is right there with Ben Engstrand, the home plate umpire, and they're going to call the umpires together and just make sure that this call is correct before we actually do end the inning. So it was a line drive out to right field, and Goldberg made a shoestring catch.
It's time for Dizzy Bats, brought to you by
and
Media.
Fired home, Sam. Strom was easily safe.
I'm here with Elena, and I'm here with
but
the dominant.
It was appealed at third base, and they said that Strom left early. And they're still talking about it. The umpires right in front of the mound. It would make it 2-0, or it would end the inning with the Rough Riders still leading 1-0. And they do say out. Wow. So Cardoza is going to go argue once again. But it's 1-0 Rough Riders as we go into the bottom of the second inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So a crazy play to end the second inning for the Rough Riders is Kellen Strom tags and scores on what he thought was a sacrifice fly. They appeal to third base. They say Strom left early, and they call him out. And it's a double play to end the inning. And Greg Dykeman makes his way to the plate to begin the bottom of the second. Owen White back into his wine, and the first pitch high off the outside corner. One ball, no strike. So it's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it instead of 2-0. White back into his windup, and the 1-0 pitch to Dykeman. Rides inside on him, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Owen White has faced 4 batters. He started 3 of them 2-0. He deals. Fly ball foul left side. It's two balls and one strike on Dykeman. The DH today playing in his third game in the series. He's 2-for-8 so far. White winds in the 2-1. Swinging a chopper right side of the infield to the first baseman, Hover, who has it chest high. A couple steps left of the bag, and he steps on it for the first down.
First baseman, Logan Davidson.
Logan Davidson steps in. Oh, Owen White. Four up, four down. One strikeout. That's exactly what we've expected to see out of Owen White recently. He has pitched so darn well this season. He's ready from the windup in the first pitch to the switch hitter. Taken down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Switch hitter Davidson batting from the left side with the right-hander White. The most runs that White has allowed him to start, three. He's done that twice, the 1-0. Fouled away left side. It's one ball and one strike. Riders lead 1-0, bottom of the second. He allowed three runs over five innings at home against Arkansas and then three runs over six innings on the road against Amarillo. He peers in for his sign in the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball foul right side into the Midland dugout. It's 1-2. He has done such a wonderful job this year limiting base runners against him. His whip, walks plus hits per inning pitched, is sixth in the Texas League. Sixth lowest. The 1-2. Curve ball just high and away. Two balls, two strikes. Opponent batting average also sixth lowest in the Texas League. Opponent's just hitting 195 against the right-hander this year. He whips in the 2-2. Check swing and a high fastball away. And it's three balls and two strikes. And when he's at his best, he's attacking hitters, working ahead, especially with that fastball. He brings in the 3-2. Davidson fouls it back just over the ballpark to the left side. Three balls and two strikes to Logan Davidson. He calls time and steps out. Davidson homered in this series a couple games ago. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. White looks over his glove and the payoff home. Fastball right down the middle. Strike three called. Owen White with his second strikeout. Two away in the second. Jeremy Ironman makes his way to the plate.
Third baseman Jeremy Ironman.
Rough Riders leading 1-0. Home half of the second inning. Owen White has also rolled a lot of ground balls this year. He peels back in the pitch. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Normally, we see a good amount of fly balls from him. His fastball plays so well up in the zone, especially. The pitch. High and inside. Two balls, no strikes. He gets a lot of swings and misses with those high fastballs. He just hasn't so far this year. The 2-0. High and inside with a fastball again. Three balls, no strikes. His strikeout rate is much lower this year than it has been over the course of his career, and he's talked about that. He hasn't been the happiest with it. 3-0. That's at the upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1 with the heater at 93. He's been as high as 95 so far today. His strikeout rate at 21%, just above average, entering into this start. 3-1. High and inside for ball four. Ironman works his way aboard in the first inning, or in his first at-bat here in the second inning. It's 1-0 Rough Riders lead. Lazaro Armenteros is the batter. Armenteros, the left fielder, playing in his third game in his Double-A career. 1-for-5 so far. White fires back over quickly to first base, and Ironman's back in. He is a stolen base threat. 3-for-3 in stolen bases on the season. He has one in this series. Two outs, runner at first. 1-0 Frisco, bottom of the second. White stretches, and he brings it home. High with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. It's a lot of first-pitch balls. He only has one first-pitch strike against the seven batters he's faced. Hawks falling behind in the count, though still only one base runner against him. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner, a strike. Change up, and it's 1-1. Infield to pull against the right-handed batter. White ready from the stretch, and he throws over to first again, and Ironman's back in safely. Jordan Procession is doing the catching today for the Rough Riders. Just signed last week as a minor league free agent, his third year with the club. 1-1 pitch. Fastball, outside edge for a strike, thigh high. 1-1, two strikes. White has one career start against these Midland Rockhounds. That was last year on July 13th. Here's the stretch once again in the 1-2 pitch. Runner takes off, swing and a miss for strike three. His third strikeout tonight, and it retires the side in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Owen White with another smooth inning in the second. Top of the third inning coming up. It's the Rough Riders 1, the Rockhounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders leading 1-0. We go to the top of the third inning from Midland. Trevor Hover, Jordan Procession, and Evan Carter do up. It's 8-9-1 in the Frisco order. Rough Riders and Rockhounds playing game five of this six-game series. Each team has won two games. Each team is 13-12 on the season. Each team is tied for first place in the Texas League South. Cushing back into his wine in the pitch home to Hover. High off the outside corner, 1-1, no strikes. Jack Cushing, very familiar with the Frisco area. He's a Flower Mound, Texas native, went to Flower Mound Marcus High School. He winds in the 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's 2-0 and no strikes on Hover. Cushing attended Georgetown for college, where he pitched well in his career and was drafted in the 22nd round by the A's in 2019. 2-0. Swinging a line drive back up the middle, hits off Cushing, ricochets to the right side of the infield. Hernandez flips over to first base, and the second baseman flips it over the first baseman's glove. It's an infield single for Trevor Hover. He's aboard to lead it off in the third.
Jordan Procession.
Second straight inning, the Rough Riders have had a leadoff base runner. That was a crazy carom off of Cushing. Looks like he's okay. It went in between the first base bag and the pitcher. A little bit onto the infield dirt. It was a long way to run for Hernandez. And he fielded it and tried to underhand it to first base. It was over Davidson's head. So Hover at first. Here's Jordan Procession. First toss on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders thought they had a second run in the second inning. They just lead 1-0, though, in the top of the third after it was deemed that Kellen Strom left early trying to tag and score on a sacrifice fly. 0-1 pitch to Pro. He swings, fouls it back. 0-2. The Rough Riders do have three hits, one in each inning, though. Luis Angel Acuna solo homer in the first inning, providing the first run. Cushing ready from the stretch. Looks over towards first, and the right-hander brings it home. Rip and a miss. High fastball, possession down on strikes.
Texas Burger strikeout.
One away on the second strikeout for Jack Cushing. The first man he struck out, Evan Carter, makes his way to the plate. Top of the order for the Rough Riders, leading 1-0 in the third with one out and a runner at first. Jack Cushing began the season in AAA Las Vegas, but really struggled there in his three starts. The stretch in the pitch. Carter swings, chops it to first. Davidson backhands, throws on to second for one. Throw back to first is not in time. And dropped by Cushing. The pitcher over there covering. And Evan Carter actually got hit with the throw from second as Cushing just missed it. Two outs now in the inning as Hover is eliminated on the 3-6 fielder's choice.
Now batting number three, Luis Angel Acuna.
Carter at first base, Acuna in. He homered in the first. The long ball has been the big problem for Jack Cushing so far this season. That was his seventh home run allowed in just six appearances. He allowed five homers in three starts up in AAA Las Vegas. Throw goes over to first base, and Carter's back in easily, and the throw hit Carter again. Oh man. That's back-to-back throws he's been hit by, one from second base, and now the pickoff throw hits him in the ribs on the right side. He's doubled over in a little bit of pain over at the first base bag. Acuna attacked the first pitch in the third for the home run the opposite way. Cushing from the stretch. And he offers in the first pitch to Acuna. Fastball, top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. In those three starts in AAA Las Vegas, he allowed 20 runs in 10 and a third innings. It was similar numbers for him the previous year in AAA Las Vegas, a 14 ERA. Another throw over to first, and Carter's back in safely, this time on his feet. Opponents hit 402 last year against him in AAA. Opponents hit 360 against him this year. Last year in AA, he was really good before going up to AAA. The 0-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. He had a 367 earned run average in 19 starts for the Rockhounds before getting promoted. And the Rough Riders saw that firsthand as well. On April 28th last year, he threw seven shutout innings against him. He brings in the 0-2. Acuna swings, smacks it to center field, right at Butler, though, backing up a couple steps, and it's over his head all the way to the wall. Carter around third. He gets waved home. Acuna stops at second base. It's an RBI double on a ball that was completely misplayed by Lawrence Butler. Well, Acuna lined it hard to center field, and Butler just trotted over a couple steps and then realized it was hit over his head, started backpedaling, jumped, and it was way over his head. He just completely misread it, and it's an RBI double for Luis Angel Acuna. Rough Riders will take it. Acuna is now doubled and homered, and Frisco leads 2-0. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Dustin Harris from Jack Cushing. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. How about that? The Rough Riders with a mistake from Kellen Strom and now a mistake from Lawrence Butler on the other side gives the Rough Riders a run. That should have ended the inning. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch just hangs off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Harris with a home run yesterday. He's scored six runs in this series. Stretch in the 2-0. Harris swings, chops it foul back behind home, and it's 2-1 on the Riders' left fielder. Acuna at second base. One run in the inning. Harris flat out to center in the first. Cushing peers in for a sign. He nods yes. He's ready from the stretch. And time called. Pitch clock violation. Cushing took too long, and it's 3-1 on Harris. Harris, second in the Texas League in walks this year. Just a couple behind Evan Carter, who leads the way. Here's the stretch. And the 3-1 pitch. Fouled back this way. Oh, goodness, and right above me. That nearly got me. That was about a foot above me, hit off the window. Directly above my window. 3-2. Here's the stretch. And the 3-2. Low for 4, and Dustin Harris has a walk. 2 on and 2 out here in the third inning for the Rough Riders, leading 2-0. And Thomas Sajacy stands in from the right side. That's the second closest. We've had a foul ball up here in the booth this year. Closest was in Frisco when it hit off our windowsill. Here's the stretch. And the pitch is to JC off the outside corner. 1-0. And that one was a screamer back here from Harris. Rough Riders trying to add on, leading 2-0 in this top of the third. Harris leads from first, Acuna from second. Cushing from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Low off the outside corner. 2-0 to Sajacy, who bounced back to the pitcher in the first inning. It hit off of Cushing's glove, and then he was able to barehand and just barely get Sajacy at first base as it trickled away from him over towards the first base bag. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He fires. Fastball rides high of the zone, and it's 3-0. Command wasn't really a huge issue. Just 6 walks in 14 2/3 innings so far this season between the two levels. And really at every stop he's had in his career, walks have not been a big issue at all. The 3-0. He takes high for 4, and Sajacy's aboard with a 4-pitch walk to load the bases for the red-hot Kellen Strom. Strom crushed a double into right center field in the second. And the catcher, Shane McGuire, will go out and chat with Jack Cushing. Well, Cushing has not been very good in his first 2 appearances here in Double-A either. In his first start, he was decent, allowing 2 runs over 3 2/3 innings against Corpus Christi. But in a relief outing, he allowed 2 runs in just 2/3 of an inning at Springfield, including a home run. The catcher, McGuire, back behind home plate. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. They have 1 grand slam in every completed series so far this year. This has been the only series they haven't hit a grand slam in. Here's the stretch. And the offering into Strong. He takes one on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Frisco is leading the Texas League in most RBIs with the bases loaded this season. They have 32 RBIs with the bags packed. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Strom swings and fouls it off back behind home, and he lost the bat out towards shortstop. It's 0-2. Helicoptering out there towards short. And the shortstop, Cooper Bowman, grabs it, hands it off to Carlos Cardoza. Rough Riders manager, who brings it back to Strom, and he asks for a little bit of pine tar. He gets some spray. He's good to go. Trying to foul it off, and it's now 0-2. His double came on 2-2 earlier today. His homer yesterday came on 1-2. Bases loaded, 2 outs for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. High off the outside corner, it misses, and it's 1-2 on Strong. A double, his 4th of the season. Now has 6 extra base hits. Cushing stretches, and the 1-2 on the way. Swinging a line drive, looped into shallow right field. It drops in for a base hit. Acuna scores. Harris flying around third. The throw is not in time. A two-run single for Strom. He moves to second on the throw. So JC up to third, and the Rough Riders now lead 4-0. Kellen Strom stays hot. Looping a ball to shallow right field. A two-run single. He's now 2-for-2 in today's ball game. 4-0 Frisco, and Jax Biggers stands in. Still two outs, still two in scoring position. The stretch, and the right-hander's first pitch. Biggers takes down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Sacrifice bunt for Biggers, his first trip in the second. Kellen Strom continues to hit in this series. He's now 7-for-14 in the set. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball right side of the infield. Davidson backhands it first, takes to the bag himself, and steps across the bag on his way to the dugout for the final out of the inning. But the Rough Riders do some damage. Three runs across. It comes on three hits, here in the third inning. No errors and two left on base. Bottom three coming up. Rough Riders lead 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders lead 4-0 to the home half of the third inning. Owen White, three strikeouts through two innings so far. It's off to a good start for Frisco here in Game 5. Shane McGuire in from the left side in the right-hander's first pitch. McGuire watches high. One ball, no strikes. Frisco with a run in the first inning on a Luis Angel Acuna solo homer and three more in the top of the third. The 1-0 pitch. Low of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. Acuna with another RBI hit, this time an RBI double, and then a two-run single from Kellen Strom. White rocks in the 2-0. Swing and a miss, and the mat goes helicoptering up into the netting above the dugout for Midland. Now on the right side, and a nice grab by one of the Midland players in the dugout on a direct ricochet. 2-1, and that's twice in the same inning, one for each side, that a bat has gotten loose from a hitter's hands. You don't see that very often over the course of a season, and we've seen it twice in an inning. Well, Shane McGuire stands back in with some new pine tar. White ahead, 2-1, the pitch. Low off the outside corner, three balls and one strike. Well, the first pitch balls continue for Owen White. Usually a guy who throws a ton of strikes and works ahead really well. Not so much today. The 3-1 pitch. Fastball fouled back, and it's 3-2. It hasn't come back to bite him yet in this start. But this is the eighth batter that he has faced, and he has just thrown one first pitch strike. This next pitch will be number 39 for him. Play in the bottom of the third. Looks over the top of his glove, shoulders square to the third base bag. Back into his wind in the 3-2. Fastball hit in the air out to left center field. Harris coming in, still in the sun. He's under it. He squeezes with one hand off to his left side. One away. Michael Goldberg steps in.
Michael Goldberg.
Goldberg in the 9-hole. 4-0 our score. Rough Riders lead, bottom of the third. Wind back in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. There's a first pitch strike. A slider away, and it's 0-1. Great to see Jack Leiter with his start yesterday. The 0-1. Just off the plate away, and it's 1-1. Leiter going 6 shutout innings. His second career quality start, his first one this year. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 on a changeup low of the zone. Time is called. Leiter striking out 7 in his 6 shutout innings, and having these two back-to-back in the rotation, it's kind of a Rangers dream. The wind back and the 1-2. Swinging a line drive to second, up and over Acuna into right center for a base hit. Strom cuts it off into the right center field alley and fires it in. He holds Goldberg to a single. It's the first hit today for Midland. 4-0 Rough Riders. There's a pitch on the outer half.
Shortstop, Cooper Beaumont.
Goldberg fired it into right center. Top of the order now for Cooper Beaumont, former New York Yankees draft pick. Here's the stretch and the first pitch. Off the outside corner, it's 1-0. Rough Riders up the middle in double play depth defensively. Beaumont popped out in the first. The stretch. And the right-hander, the 1-0. High, and it's 2-0. White was the second round selection by the Rangers in 2018. And really, because of Tommy John surgery and not pitching after the 2018 draft, didn't make his debut until 2021 in the minors. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side. Biggers dives to his left, out of his reach into left field for a base hit. Back-to-back singles with Goldberg and now Beaumont. Two aboard with one out. 4-0 Rough Riders for Lawrence Butler.
Center fielder Lawrence Butler.
Biggers, the third baseman, just out of his reach, diving off to his left side. White only threw 35 and a third innings that first season because of a broken hand he suffered on opening day with Down East. Here's the stretch. And time called. Pitch clock violation on White. 1-0. Last year threw 80 and a third innings. Dealt with arm fatigue late with the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Fastball, ground ball to second. Acuna backhands, flips onto second for one. Cease to first, got them both, double play. And Owen White works out of the third. No problem with the 4-6-3 double play. No runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base for Midland here in the third. Owen White through 3 shutout innings, and Frisco leads 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network to the top half of the fourth inning.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Chris Cease begins things for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning. It's the bottom third of the order against Jack Cushing. Rough Riders leading 4-0. First offering, a high fly ball hit to shallow right center field. Lawrence Butler tracing over from the sunshine into the shade. He makes the catch. One away. Trevor Hover stands in for the Rough Riders.
Now batting number 17, Trevor Hover.
Frisco with a run in the top of the first and three in the top of the third. Hover an infield single back in the third inning, and then he was erased on a fielder's choice. Cushing winds in the pitch. Hover watches one across the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Trevor Hover, part of the Rough Riders trio that walks a ton. The 0-1 is slapped foul left side.
Also State Farm agent Abraham Gutierrez.
0-2. Walk rate is a really good metric in terms of the percentage of plate appearances that a player walks. Determines, obviously, in a smaller sample size, just determining how much they walk, not looking at just total walks, but how many times per plate appearance. The 0-2 pitch to Hover. He swings and misses for strike three, and there are two away. Third strikeout for Cushing.
First strikeout, number three.
Jordan Procession stands in. Rough Riders lead 4-0. The MLB average for a walk rate for a hitter is 8%. Evan Carter leads the way and leads the league with a 22% walk rate. The pitch. Check swing, strike called outside corner on the left-handed batting Procession, and it's 0-1. Hover is second in the league with a 21.5% walk rate. So rounded up, it's 22. He's right there with Carter. The pitch catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Procession. And then Dustin Harris, a 20% walk rate. He's third in the league. Remember, 8% is average. So all three of those guys just really walk a lot. That's helped the Rough Riders get a ton of base runners. Best on-base percentage as a team in all of AA. The 0-2. Hit in the air out to shallow center field. The second baseman, Hernandez, is back on it. And he makes the catch for the final out of the fourth inning. Side comes to a close in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders turned away in the fourth. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Owen White back to the hill next. Rough Riders leading 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing.
With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fourth inning in Midland, Texas. Rough Riders leading 4-0. Darryl Hernandez steps in from the right side, and Owen White's first pitch is fouled back in a processions glove. It's 0-1. Darryl Hernandez, Greg Dykeman, and Logan Davidson, the 3-2 up for the Rockhounds in this fourth inning. 3-4-5. The 0-1. Swinging a line drive on one hop to cease it short. Picks to his left, sets his feet, rifles it across the diamond and gets him. One away. Good play by Chris Cease. Made the pickoff to his left, and then when he made the grab, his shoulders were facing out towards the right field corner. He then had to set his feet, twist his body back around, and delivered a strong throw over to first base for the first out of the fourth inning. Greg Dykeman stands in. Open stance, left side, and White's first pitch. Low off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Owen White has just surrendered two singles as the only hits that Midland has had today. Three base runners, including the one walk. He offers in the 1-0. Just off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Three strikeouts as well for the right-hander as we play in the bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0 Frisco. He brings in the 2-0. High off the outside corner, three balls and no strikes. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. No runs, two hits, no errors for Midland. White's 3-0. High for ball four. One out base runner, Greg Dykeman aboard, and Logan Davidson stands in.
First baseman, Logan Davidson.
Davidson, switch hitter, batting from the left side. White, a very talented football player as well in his time in North Carolina. He was committed to USC, University of South Carolina. Here's the stretch. And the throw. Just off the plate away, one ball, no strikes. He had the opportunity to play football in college, and he also had the opportunity to be a two-way player when he went to USC. But instead, he was selected in the second round and decided to go pro ball. The one ball, no strike pitch to Davidson. High fly ball, deep to right field. Strom gives up on it. It's gone onto the berm. Two-run home run for Logan Davidson, his second home run of the series and of the season. It's 4-2 our score. Rough Riders still lead. Davidson got a 1-0 pitch and just hammered it out to right field.
Third baseman, Jeremy Ironman.
Davidson, a South Carolina native. First pitch to Ironman. He swings, grounds it back up the middle. Sees to his left, can't get it. It's in the center. Base hit for Jeremy Ironman up the middle. And that's three consecutive base runners with one out in the fourth against Owen White. 4-2 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fourth. Armenteros in from the right side. Double play depth up the middle for Frisco. White deals. Armenteros grounds at third base side. Pass Biggers down the left field line. And Ironman stops at second. Harris got to it quickly, the left fielder. He gets it back in. Four consecutive base runners walk, two-run homer, single-single. And Shane McGuire stands in. Biggers was playing off the line at third. It was a chopper down the third base side, and Biggers took two steps to his right, reached out, fully extended on the backhand, and couldn't make the play. Now runners at first and second, and the entire infield comes onto the mound, including Procession, to go and chat with White. Shane McGuire is the batter, left-handed hitter. He flew out to left field his first time up. White, 57 pitches, 30 of them for strikes. McGuire, 6 foot, 205 pounder. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second. Acuna backhands on to second for one. Sees to first. Got them both for the double play. Second consecutive inning that the Rough Riders turn a double play behind Owen White to get him out of trouble. 4-6-3, almost identical to what happened in the third. Well, the Rough Riders out of it, but two runs across for the Rockhounds on three hits. No errors and one runner left on base. Top of the fifth inning coming up. It's the Rough Riders 4, the Rockhounds 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, May 14th. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, May 14th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Woo, woo!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bring the beat in.
Leading off for Frisco, number 11, Evan Carter.
Into the top of the fifth inning, it's 4-2. Rough Riders out in front of the Rockhounds. Evan Carter to lead it off in the top of the order. He'll be followed by Luis Angel Acuna and Dustin Harris in the fifth. Jack Cushing has his sign, and the right-hander back into his wind and the pitch home. High, and it's one ball and no strikes. Evan Carter, the 20-year-old number one prospect in the Rangers organization, 0-2 today with a run scored. The 1-0. Off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. He reached on a fielder's choice in the third and came in to score. He has been so incredibly impressive as a 20-year-old. Second youngest player in the league on opening day. The pitch. Fouled away, left side, and it's two balls and one strike. His plate discipline has been the most impressive thing. Leading the league in walk rate and in physical walks themselves, he's seen the most balls and the third most pitches out of anyone in the Texas League. The 2-1. He swings, chops it foul into the Midland dugout right side. It's two balls, two strikes. But in addition to that, he is swinging and missing at a very, very low rate. He has the sixth lowest swing and miss rate in the entire Texas League as the second youngest player. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Bowman has it. Behind the second base bag, he throws across and gets Carter. One away, and Luis Angel Acuna, the fifth youngest player in the league, makes his way to the plate. If you go by swinging strike rate and you go by age,
number 3,
Define a player with the lower swinging strike rate than Evan Carter so far in the Texas League. Here's the wind back and the pitch to Acuna is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. You have to go to the 43rd youngest player, Matt Kaepernick of St. Louis. The 0-1. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. He's 25 years old. You have to go that far down to find a player who's swung and missed less than Evan Carter. 0-2. Acuna fouls it away right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. One out in the fifth. 4-2 Rough Riders lead. You can go down a bunch of different metrics and talk about how impressive Evan Carter has been in those specific metrics. And over 950 OPS. The 0-2. Acuna takes off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. And similar things can be said about this man. A 21-year-old Acuna. A home run in the first, an RBI double in the third. He's hitting well over 300 as well. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away for strike three. Slider dipping off the outside corner.
Texas Burgess, strikeout number four.
Fourth strikeout for Jack Cushing. Two outs, bases clear. Dustin Harris climbs to the plate. He's 0 for 1 today with a walk and a run scored in the third. Rough Riders leading by two. 4-2 over the Rockhounds in this fifth game of the six-game series. First pitch. Swinging a line drive to first. Caught by Davidson, hip high to his left. And that ends the inning in the fifth. Rough Riders down in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. It's seven in a row retired by Jack Cushing. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Rough Riders 4, Midland 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nine 1-2 due up for the Midland Rockhounds in the bottom of the fifth, and the first pitch to Michael Goldberg is low and away. One ball and no strikes. Frisco leads 4-2. Owen White gave up a two-run home run in the fourth for the first runs for Midland. He winds back here in the 1-0 pitch. Inside, two balls, no strikes, but he got a double play for the second consecutive inning to get out of trouble. He peers over the top of his glove, shakes no at the first sign from Procession, likes the second, a 2-0. Fastball, ground ball, up over the mound, right to Acuna at second base, who fields and throws out Goldberg. One away. Cooper Bowman now at the top of the card. Rough Riders leading 4-2 over the Rockhounds. Each team has won two games in this series. The Rough Riders won a thriller last night 4-1. Very well played game on both sides. First pitch. Curveball low and away. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders getting just their second save of the year. When they've won big. It's 1-0 pitch is high and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. And when they've lost close. Very good run differential on the season. Here's the wind back and the 2-0 pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-1. And we've talked about Pythagorean record before, but basically what it is based on your run differential, based on how many runs you've scored and how many runs you've allowed. What should your record be by this formula? 2-1. Swinging a line drive up the middle. Acuna dives at second base behind the bag and snares it. Oh, what a play. Luis Angel Acuna, full-out dive, parallel to the ground, sprawling out on a backhanded stab. He makes the catch, and there are two away. Luis Angel Acuna with a brilliant play at second base, and Lawrence Butler stands in. Two outs. White back into his windup, and the first pitch to Butler. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Acuna took three steps to his right-hand side and then just launched himself into the air. The 0-1, a swing and a foul ball back behind home, and it's 0-2. Man, he has been incredible defensively so far this season. And talking to Carlos Cardoza, he has said he has been so impressed with what he has done this year on the defensive side and just completely throwing himself into his craft. The 0-2 is low, and it's one ball and two strikes. Missing down in the dirt. And Cardoza said he's always known that he's had it, but seeing his maturity kind of come to fruition here at 21 years old, just completely dedicated now, and he's reaping the results. White trying to get out of the fifth inning. He winds here where the base is clear, and the 1-2 curveball just outside. White started towards the dugout thinking it was strike three. It's now 2-2. 4-2 Rough Riders, home half of the fifth inning. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Butler. The pitch. Curveball grounded foul into the Midland dugout right side. And it's still 2-2. White looks in over the top of a brown glove. He has his sign from procession. The 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still two balls, two strikes. White's still in good shape with that pitch count. He'll probably come back out for the sixth if he's able to get out of it here. He rocks back in the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball right side of the infield. Acuna scoops it up from shallow right field, tosses to first base, and it's an easy out to end the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Luis Angel Acuna showing off the leather in the fifth. 4-2 Rough Riders to the top of the sixth inning on this gorgeous Saturday night in Midland, Texas, on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The designated hitter, Thomas Sajacy, leads things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning against a new man on the mound. Charles Hall takes over for Jack Cushing. Right-handed pitcher, ready from the stretch in the first pitch to Sajacy. Swinging a foul right side, it's 0-1. Hall making his second appearance in this series. He threw in the opener, allowing two runs on two hits over an inning and two-thirds. Three strikeouts and one walk. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Fouled away, right side, it's 0-2 on Sajacy. And a fan made a nice catch on the ricochet down into the seating bowl. Nicely done. Here's the stretch from Hall, and the offering in, it's low off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Hall faced Sajacy in the opener and struck him out swinging. Time called, so JC steps out. Final line for Jack Cushing, the starter for the Rockhounds, with the Rough Riders now leading 4-2 in this top of the sixth inning. Cushing allowed four runs, all earned on five hits over his five innings, struck out four and walked two. The pitch, so JC watches off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Charles Hall, the 28-year-old Virginia native, stretches and fires. High pop-up, shallow right center field. Goldberg coming in and called off by the center fielder. Lawrence Butler makes the catch. One out in the sixth inning. Here's Kellen Strom, who's 2-for-2 today with a double and a two-run single. Strom starting to turn that season around. We're chatting about his really slow start last year. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. A line drive to right field. Right at Goldberg going back. Still going back. Reaches up. Makes the catch. He robs Kellen Strom of extra bases. But another well-struck ball by the Rough Riders right fielder. It's the Midland right fielder, Goldberg, who makes a nice catch. And there are two outs. Jax Biggers stands in. Strom got off to a tough start, and it was May 14th last year that he turned things around finally. Stretch in the first pitch to Biggers. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. He had a lot fewer at-bats, though, back then, because he wasn't an everyday outfielder. Rough Riders outfield was very talented. J.P. Martinez in center field every day. The 0-1. This is down low in the dirt. Kicks off to the right side of the catcher, McGuire, and it's one ball and one strike. Dustin Harris was the everyday left fielder, and then right field was kind of a mixed bag as to who got the start out there. Strom really turned it on after May 14th, though. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. So Rough Riders hoping that Strom is going to turn it on again after coming here to Midland. The 1-2. High off the outside corner, two balls, two strikes. He had his first career double-A homer to right center here in Midland last year, and he said he remembers it just like it was yesterday. Stretching the 2-2 pitch to Biggers. Hit in the air out to left field. Easy play for Armenteros over towards the line. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close for the Rough Riders. Three up, three down in the sixth. Rough Riders have now been sat down 10 in a row. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base in the sixth. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Owen White back to the hill. Rough Riders leading 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Sixth inning of work for Owen White. Rough Riders leading 4-2. Darryl Hernandez in from the right side to lead things off in the sixth. First pitch. Fastball outside corner for a strike, knee level, and it's 0-1. Hernandez, Dykeman, and Davidson, 3-4-5 in this order. The pitch. Fouled away, right side, it's 0-2. Now, Owen White looking to make it three straight scheduled outings, that is, that are supposed to go deep in the ballgame, that he's gone five innings plus. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a slider for strike three. Owen White strikes him out. It's his fourth strikeout on the night. And there's one away in the sixth. Greg Dykeman makes his way in. The reason we say scheduled outings is because on April 30th, the finale against Amarillo, he was scheduled to go just three, and he went three, allowing just one run. First pitch to Dykeman. Off the outside corner away, one ball, no strikes. Rangers do that on the last day of the series. They have the guy who started on Tuesday start on Sunday as well, the 1-0. Slips across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. And they have him go on a limited start. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball outside of the plate, and no, it's foul. Just kind of stuck right into the ground, just to the left side of home plate, just in foul territory. Procession barehanded it, the Riders' catcher, but Ben Engstrand, the home plate umpire, said foul ball. One ball, two strikes on Dykeman. White looks in for his sign. He's got it back into his windup in the 1-2 pitch on the way to Greg Dykeman. Swing and a miss. Got him low and inside with a curveball for strike three in the dirt. Procession bare hands, fires on the first to complete the strikeout, and it's five Ks for Owen White. Two down. Rough Riders do have action in their bullpen with Nick Starr loosening. Logan Davidson stands in. 4-2 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the sixth inning. White peels back and offers. Davidson swings and misses on a first pitch. Down low, and it's one ball. Make it no balls and one strike. Davidson took White deep in the fourth inning. White the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat to shallow center field. Cease going back. The Riders shortstop into a back pedal makes the catch. And it's six strong innings for Owen White on this Saturday night in Midland. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders lead 4-2 to the top of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Charles Hall back to the hill for Midland in the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders leading 4-2. Chris Cease, Trevor Hover, Jordan Procession, the 3-2 up. It's the bottom third of the order for Frisco, and they've been sat down 10 in a row by Midland pitching between Jack Cushing and Charles Hall. Chris Cease 0-for-2 today, trying to find his first trip aboard. Rough Riders putting up runs in the first inning on a Luis Angel Acuna solo homer and the third. Here's the stretch and the first pitch. Cease watches a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. In the third inning, it was an RBI double from Luis Angel Acuna, and then Kellen Strom, a two-run single to right. 0-1. Cease takes just high and inside. 1-1. Midland's lone runs, a two-run homer from Logan Davidson to right field in the fourth inning. 1-1. Soft roller, foul left side. 1-2 on Cease. Well, Chris Cease has flied out twice today, and that is extremely abnormal for him. He came in with a 65% ground ball rate as a hitter, meaning he hits the ball on the ground 65% of the time. That was second most in the Texas League. 1-2. Called strike three, top of the zone. Got him with a breaking ball. First strikeout for Charles Hall, and there's one away.
And fans, the beer batter just struck out, so congratulations.
Trevor Hover stands to the plate. Four two Rough Riders, one away in the seventh. Before the game today, when Cease flew out twice, he had only hit 4 fly balls all season. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Hover fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. And two of them were home runs. So half the time he hit the ball in the air, it left the ballpark. Well, it hasn't been the case today with a pair of flyouts. 0-1 pitch to Hover. Just off the outside edge. 1-1. The Riders' first baseman, who's 1-for-2 today with an infield single in the third. 4-2 Frisco, top of the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Curveball outside. 2-1. Trevor Hover working the count as he usually does. Guy who sees a ton of pitches. Left-handed batter against right-handed arm. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2.
This inning is sponsored by Action Cleaning Systems.
Calls time and steps out. Sun setting here in Midland, casting a beautiful pinkish hue across the clouds all around the horizon. It's a perfect day for a beautiful sunset with clouds mostly along the horizon and then blue sky up above. 2-2. Swinging a soft topper up the first baseline. Davidson fields, flips underhand to Hall, covering from his pitcher spot. And he beats Hover to the bag for the second out.
No,
two up, two down in the seventh inning. Rough Riders now being retired 12 in a row by Rockhounds pitching. Jordan Procession in the ninth spot of the order steps to the dish. Procession 0-for-2 today. Hall from the stretch. He offers. Breaking ball fouled back into McGuire's glove, and it's 0-1. It was great talking to Procession today before the ball game about Owen White and what he wants to see from Owen. He saw White when he came up from High A last year when Procession was with the team, and then saw him last week in Amarillo, too. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, captures the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. And he said, Owen's stuff is just about as good as it gets. He just has to attack with confidence, and that's exactly what he did today. 5 strikeouts in 6 innings, only allowing 2 runs, and Procession calls time and steps out. As we look down into the Riders' bullpen, Nick Starr is still loosening, so unfortunately, you have to imagine that's the end for Owen White's night. Here's the stretch, and the 0-2. Breaking ball popped in the air, left side, foul territory. The catcher, McGuire, over towards the Rough Riders' dugout, makes a basket catch right over the top of the railing. And there's the final out of the 7th inning. The Rough Riders sat down in order again. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom half of the 7th inning coming up. It's time to stretch in Midland. 4-2 Rough Riders. And Nick Starr coming out of the bullpen on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So Owen White done after his 6 innings of work. He finishes with a strong final line. 6 innings allowing 5 hits. He allowed 2 runs, both earned 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Good stuff from Owen White. He and Jack Leiter become the first Rough Riders pitchers this season to throw back-to-back quality starts. And Nick Starr comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Starr faces Jeremy Eierman in the 6th spot in the order, and the first pitch is a fastball inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Starr to face Eierman, Armenteros, and McGuire. 6-7-8 in the Rockhounds order. Rough Riders leading 4-2. 1-0. Just inside. Missed with a cutter. 2 balls, no strikes. 4-seam, sinker, cutter. Curveball, slider. For Starr, as he delivers home, it's cut on and missed in a high 4-seam, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Starr readies in the pitch. Eierman fouls it off Procession's glove back behind home. We're even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Starr, the 26-year-old, signed as a non-drafted free agent by the Rangers after he failed a physical with the Reds in 2018. The 2-2 is just high. A good-looking breaking ball, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. It's been a struggle for him so far this year. 7 appearances, a 7-1-1 ERA. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike 3. Nick Starr strikes out Jeremy Eierman, and Lazaro Armenteros stands in.
Left fielder, Lazaro Armenteros.
12 2/3 innings for Starr. He's whiffed 16 and only walked 1, but opponents have hit him this year, something they didn't do last year at all. Opponents are hitting 320 against him this season. They were hitting just 183 against him last year. Pitch. Swinging a broken bat looper into shallow right center field. Acuna going back. The runner's second baseman reaches out. He can't make the catch. It falls in for a broken bat base hit. Armenteros just floats it in there. He shattered the barrel of his bat. A massive splinter went out to the mound, and Starr tosses it over towards the dugout. Shane McGuire stands in. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1 on McGuire, the left-handed batter. Riders lead 4-2. McGuire at San Diego for college was a first baseman. The pitch. Inside, it's one ball and one strike. Didn't actually start catching until his sophomore year. Ended up playing first base and catching the rest of his career, and he's been primarily a catcher in the minor leagues. Starr, the 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. He comes from a family of catchers. His grandpa played baseball at Duke. He has two brothers that both caught. One in college, one got drafted. The 2-1. Fouled away left side. Two balls, two strikes. Grew up in Kent, Washington, where his dad works for Boeing. Big Boeing plant up there near Seattle. He's 0 for 2 today. Fly out to left and grounded into a 4-6-3 double play in the fourth. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, left side through for a base hit. Armenteros up to second. He's on his way to third. The throw goes into second base, and there are runners on the corners for Midland with one out. A broken bat flare into right field for a base hit, and then a ground ball through the left side against the shift for McGuire. That puts runners at first and third for Michael Goldberg. Goldberg 1-for-2 with a single in the third. Stretch in the pitch. On the upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, it's from Kennedy Landry, writer for MLB.com for the Rangers. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 offering. Fastball outside corner for a strike. 0-2. This weekend across the organization, the top four pitching prospects for the Rangers all through in the last 2 days. Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker, Owen White, and Brock Porter. The offering is chopped in the ground to third over Jax Biggers, leaping up in the air off the tip of his glove. Armenteros comes in to score from third, and it's now 4-3. Base hit for Goldberg. Biggers leapt up in the air, and it went off the very tip of his glove and landed down behind him where Cease was able to collect the shortstop. McGuire up to second. Goldberg with the infield RBI single. Cooper Bowman stands in. Runners at first and second. 4-3 our score. Midland down by one. Starr from the stretch, the pitch. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Those four pitchers in the Rangers organization have all pitched over the last 2 days. They've combined to throw 22 innings and just surrender two runs with 24 strikeouts. The offering in. Fastball dots the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. Not only that, but not surrendering a ton of hits. Opponents hit just 132 combined against those four pitchers this weekend. 0-2. Fouled away, right side. Still no balls, two strikes. A future looking bright right now for the Rangers based on those numbers. Oh and two on Bowman. A strikeout would be huge for Starr. He kicks it home. Curveball away. One ball and two strikes. One run game. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Runners at first and second. Still just one out. Three straight singles from the bottom third of the order for Midland. The 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner with a fastball on 95. Nick Starr with a huge strikeout. Two away. And Lawrence Butler stands in with two outs, runners at first and second. Butler 0 for 3 today.
Lawrence Butler.
A few cheap base hits against Starr have produced a run here in the seventh. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Swing and a miss and a high fastball away, and it's 0-1. This is one of those appearances for Starr that you'd look at the box score and think he didn't pitch well. But if you were to just watch him pitch in this inning, he's pitching very well. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Fouled straight back. He's ahead 0-2. Went upstairs to the cutter. It's 0-2 on Lawrence Butler, who's on a 19-game on base streak. He's 0-3 today. Stretch from Starr, the 0-2. Foul back. Still 0-2. Riders leading by one. They haven't had a hit since the third inning when they put up three runs on the offensive side. Starr ready from the stretch. Looking back towards second in the 0-2. Swinging a high fly ball to right center field. Easy play for Carter. Easing over into the alley, and he makes the catch. Side comes to a close in the seventh inning. One run across, though, on three hits, no errors, and two runners left on base for the Rockhounds. We go to the top of the eighth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 4, the Rockhounds 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders now just lead by one as we go to the top of the eighth inning. It's 4-3, Frisco out in front. A run for Midland in the home half of the seventh. Top of the eighth inning, Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Dustin Harris due up. Top third of the Riders' card. Charles Hall back out for his third inning in relief. He has a strikeout and has retired all six he's seen. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Carter. Swung on, hit in the air out to right center field. Goldberg cutting over. It's the center fielder Butler who makes the call and puts it away. And Carter's 0-4 today. Fly out is the first out of the eighth, and Luis Angel Acuna steps in. It's been a tough road trip for Evan Carter. He got off to such an incredible start. He's hitting just .227 on this road trip. Acuna stands in from the right side in the first pitch. Acuna takes low and away, one ball and no strikes. There have been a number of things that Luis Angel Acuna has impressed with so far this season, but he's played in every single game so far this year. Here's the stretch and the offering. A swing and a fly ball charged to center field. Butler going back into a backpedal, reaches up, makes the catch. Two outs. That one hit hard. Butler able to track it down, and Dustin Harris climbs to the plate. Rough Riders trailing four to three here in the top of the eighth inning. Acuna, one of three players in the league that have played all 25 games, along with Yorbit Vivas and Andy Pajes of Tulsa. Acuna leads the league in plate appearances entering into this game. First pitch to Harris. Swinging a ground ball to the right side of the infield. Hernandez fields at second, throws him out at first, and it's an easy four-pitch inning for Charles Hall in the eighth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders still haven't had a hit since the third. They lead 4-3, though, to the bottom half of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Darryl Hernandez takes the first pitch inside. It's one ball and no strikes to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-3, Rough Riders lead. Star delivers. It's set in the air into deep left center field. Carter on the run. It's over his head. Off the warning track up against the fence. Hernandez up to second. He stops right there. Leadoff runner aboard in the eighth inning in scoring position. And Greg Dykeman makes his way to the plate. Hernandez was a home run shy of the cycle yesterday. He doubles here in the eighth inning to lead things off. Dykeman 0 for 2 with a walk. Just 2 for 10 in the series. 4-3, Rough Riders lead. Pulls side shift on the infield. Left-handed batter, right-handed arm and star. He stretches, looks back towards second, deals. Fastball top of the zone for a strike. That was the cutter, and it's 0-1. No action in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. There is action in the Midland bullpen, though, down the right field line. Star the 0-1. A fly ball into shallow right center field. Carter sprinting in. He's under it to make the catch. The runner Hernandez tags from second, moves to third. And the tying run is just 90 feet away. Now they appeal back to second, and he did not leave early.
First baseman, Logan Davidson.
One out, Logan Davidson steps in. Davidson, a two-run homer in the fourth. Infield comes in for the Rough Riders. And John Goble will head out and chat with Star, Rough Riders pitching coach. And Theo McDowell is up and throwing now for the Rough Riders in their bullpen.
Attention foul ball fans. Remember that third out back in the top of the seventh inning? That was officially caught.
Double barrel action in the Midland bullpen. They have a couple right-handers loosening.
Each man in section 16, row K, L, and M, are going to get a free Oatly chocolatey dip frozen dessert bar. It's even on a stick for your convenience, so sit tight.
Looks like Chase Cohen and Calvin Coker are both warming. Well, the mound visit is done for John Goble. One out in the eighth inning. Logan Davidson back in from the left side. His homer earlier in the series also came from the left side, just like it did in the fourth inning of this game. First pitch. He swings, fouls it back into Processions' glove. 0-1. High fastball. Undoubtedly, Goble going out there and chatting with Starr about the scouting report against Davidson and what to work against him. Stretch in the 0-1. Davidson swings, grounds it up the middle into center base hit. Hernandez scores and we're tied. He's waiting for that horn. Usually it comes right as they hit the plate. It was a little bit late this time, and it's a tie game at 4-4. A brand new ball game in the eighth inning. Jeremy Eierman steps in. But the infield in for the Rough Riders. That ball snuck through. Starr delivers. Strike in the inside corner, 0-1. Eierman, 1-for-2 with a walk. He's had himself a good series, the pitch. Breaking ball settles on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. 6-for-14 in the series now. Double play depth for the Rough Riders. 0-2. Foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. In the top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders will have their middle third of the order. So J.C. Strom and Biggers against either Coker or Cohen out of the Rockhounds bullpen. But Frisco hasn't had a hit since the third or a base runner. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away for strike three. Struck him out with the slider. Two away. Starr's third strikeout. Lazaro Armenteros makes his way in. Tied at four, bottom of the eighth. The stretch and the right hander's pitch. High off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Armenteros 2-for-3 with a single. He was the first man to pick up a base hit against Nick Starr in the seventh. Offering in. Inside, he hit him. Got him with a cutter. Up and in on the right-handed batter and hit him on the left shoulder blade. A hit by pitch puts runners at first and second with two outs. Shane McGuire to the plate.
Catcher Shane McGuire.
Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch. Swinging a drive down the right field line and foul. 0-1. Whew, that was dangerous. 1-for-3 today. The catcher singled the left in the seventh. Time called. McGuire steps out. Two aboard with two out. Davidson at second. Armenteros at first with great speed. The 0-1. Breaking ball down low and inside. One ball and one strike. Midland has now out hit the Rough Riders 10-5 in this game. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball to shallow center field. Carter gliding in. He's under it. And he makes the catch. The side comes to a close in the eighth inning, but Midland scores one run on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. We have a tie ball game at 4-4 into the top of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at 4. Thomas Sajacy begins things for the Rough Riders, followed by Kellen Strom and Jax Biggers. Charles Hall replaced on the mound. Rockhounds turning to Chase Cohen, who's ready from the stretch, and the first pitch to Thomas Sajacy. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and he lost the bat. It goes helicoptering into the Riders' dugout left side. That's the third time tonight that we've seen a batter lose grip on the bat. And it's 0-1. Dangerous tonight. I don't know how many times you're going to see that happen. 3 times in the same night. 2 from the Rough Riders, 1 from Strom, and now 1 from Sajacy, and then 1 from Shane McGuire for Midland. 0-1 on Sajacy. Gets some more pine tar. He doesn't use batting gloves. The bat just slipped out of his hands. Cohen ready from the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. In tight. 1-1. So JC 0-2 with a walk. One toss. Swinging a line drive through the left side for a base hit. And so JC singles into left field. It's the first Riders hit since the third inning. And Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate. Ends a string of 16 in a row, sat down by Midland pitching.
And your attention, please. Sandy Hayer and Kevin Bowen, please report to the Diamond Club cash out. That's Sandy Hayer and Kevin Bowen.
Kellen Strom, 2-for-3 today. He's hit the ball hard 3 times. A double, 2-run single, and a line drive out to right field. So JC grabs his lead from first, and the offering in. Outside corner, a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Charles Hall, 3 innings in relief. Perfect baseball, 1 strikeout. Needed just 4 pitches to get through the 8th. The offering. Down low and inside to Strom, and it's 1-1. And now Chase Cohen out of the bullpen for Midland. Cohen, 26 years old, out of Georgia Southern. He issues into Strom. Curveball off the outside corner. Misses in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Pitching in his 3rd season with Midland, he's been good this year out of the bullpen. Making his 7th appearance, he's 2-0 with a 2.79 ERA, 13 Ks in 9 2/3 innings. Earlier in this series, allowed a run in 1 inning of work to the Rough Riders. 2-1 toss to Strom. Swinging a soft roller out to 3rd. Going to be a tough play. Ironman Fields bobbles, and Strom is safe at 1st. Base hit for Kellen Strom. His 3rd hit today.
Now batting number 1,
Jax Biggers. Thomas Sajacy down to 2nd. Rough Riders with 2 aboard, nobody out in the 9th inning. 4-4 tie. Jax Biggers stands in. Kellen Strom picks up the infield hit. And he is now 8 for 16 in this series. And time called. Shane McGuire is going to go out and chat with his pitcher. Runners at first and second base for the Rough Riders. Midland scoring a run in the seventh and a run in the eighth to tie this game. This has been an extremely quick game, too. We're only 2 hours deep here in the top of the ninth inning. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Biggers shows bunt. The pitch, and he fouls it off at the plate. 0-1. He tried to pull back, but it was an up-and-in pitch, and it hit off the barrel of the bat down below him. 0-1 on Jax. Chris Cease stands on deck. Blank just for the one run. Try and take the lead. The stretch. And the right-hander, the 0-1. Jax bunts it down the third base side. It bounces fair. Throw to third. Not in time. Oh, my goodness. What a gaff by Shane McGuire, the catcher, as that one rolled out fair. And here comes Bobby Crosby thinking that that may have hit McGuire's foot and rolled out fair. McGuire threw to third for some reason. So JC was already at the bag, and he was easily safe. Bases are now loaded with nobody out for the Rough Riders. And we'll check and see. They say foul ball. So it is a foul ball. And now here comes Carlos Cardoza, and he's going to get an explanation. Home plate umpire Ben Engstrand talking to him in the right-handed batter's box. Runners go back to first and second base. And they say it hit off of McGuire's foot. And now Biggers going back to get his bat. They retrieved his bat and put it back in the Riders' dugout. So he grabs his bat. 0-2 on Jax, and he's going to have to swing away after fouling off two bunt attempts. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Top of the ninth inning, tied at four, and Biggers shows bunt again with two strikes. Cohen delivers. He bunts it in the air. It's caught! Throw to second for two on the first, a triple play! Oh, goodness! The Rockhounds turn a triple play! It was bunted up in the air. Cohen caught it. So JC was off of second. He threw back there. They threw back to first, and Strom was off of first base, and it's a triple play for the Rockhounds. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tied at four on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further. A lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders bunt into a triple play in the top of the ninth inning. And now Theo McDowell takes over on the mound, tied at four. First pitch to Michael Goldberg is high. One ball, no strikes. Tied at four. 9-1 and 2 due up. Michael Goldberg, Cooper Bowman, and Lawrence Butler. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 1-1 on Goldberg. Jax Biggers bunted it up in the air back to the pitcher Cohen, who made a sliding catch, the 1-1. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Just off to his right-hand side, and then popped up. So JC was off the bag at second. He fired back that way for the second out. The pitch just high, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, and they got the second out, and then threw to first. Strom was too far off of the first base bag, and a triple play. The Rough Riders, the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, third base side. Biggers has it. Crow hops, fires across, got him. One away. Top of the order in Cooper Bowman, tied at four, bottom nine. Rough Riders had back-to-back singles to start the ninth inning for that triple play. Kind of stuff can demoralize a team. And that's a big first out for McDowell to come out and just get it right away. The pitch. Bowman watches down the heart of the plate, a strike. It's 0-1. Bowman has a home run in this series. 1-for-4 today. McDowell's 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good curveball. 0-2. Two-pitch pitcher. Fastball, curveball. And time called. Bowman steps out. It's been a tough season so far for McDowell. He winds back in the 0-2. High and inside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He's ran into a little bit of tough luck. 7 outings, a 5.40 ERA. 14 strikeouts in 10 innings. Opponents hitting 275 against him. 1-2. Bowman swings and misses off the outside corner for strike three. 2 outs in the ninth inning, tied at four. Here's Lawrence Butler. If we go to extra innings, it'll be Jax Biggers starting at second base for the Rough Riders. And the bottom third of the order with Chris Cease leading off, due up in the 10th. First pitch to Butler. Low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. It would be just the second extra inning game of the season for the Rough Riders. The 1-0, high, 2 balls, no strikes. Frisco lost in a walk-off to Amarillo earlier in this road trip. The 2-0, swinging a fly ball to deep right field. Strom going back, he's just shy of the warning track, and he makes the catch. We go to the top of the 10th inning. It's the Rough Riders 4, the Rockhounds 4. Extra innings coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
bonus baseball. It's time for extra innings here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the 10th inning, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at 4. Jax Biggers starts at second base as the inherited runner in extra innings. Chase Cohen back on the mound, and Chris Cease stands into the plate. Bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders here in the 10th inning, tied at 4. Frisco led 4-0 at one point. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Cease. Breaking ball across for a strike, and it's 0-1. Luis Angel Acuna hit a solo homer in the first to give the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead, and then doubled in the game's second run in the third to make it 2-0. Kellen Strom, a two-run single later in the frame, made it 4-0 Rough Riders. The 0-1. Swinging a soft tapper back to the hill, Cohen fields and fires onto first in time. Biggers remains at second. One away, and Nick Tanelu will pinch hit for Trevor Hover. He'll take over at first base defensively as well.
Number 57, Nick Tanelu.
Tanelu made an appearance defensively yesterday at first base. Runner at second, top of the 10th inning, tied at 4. First pitch. Tanelu watches high and inside. One ball, no strikes. The 30-year-old hitting .233 on the season. A home run and 6 RBIs. .824 OPS through 11 games. Here's the stretch. Look back towards second. The 1-0 pitch. Low off the outside corner. 2 balls and no strikes. Hover finishes the day 1-for-3 with an infield single. Jordan Procession on deck for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. Cohen looks back towards second. The 2-0. Breaking ball. Top of the zone for a strike. Big curveball, and it's 2-1. You got to think of extra innings with the inherited runner now. A little bit like college football overtime. That's always what we say to describe it. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1 pitch on the way to Tanelu. He swings into high fly ball to deep center field. Butler going back on it. He makes the catch just shy of the track. Biggers tags. He moves up to third. And there are 2 down. Jordan Procession stands in. Runner at third, 2 outs. If you're the away team, you want to just try and put up any runs you can get. Just like in overtime, if given the opportunity, you usually take the field goal on fourth down. Here's the stretch. And the offering home. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. And you kind of think of that run as getting a field goal in overtime. But if you can get the touchdown, if you can get the 2 runs, that's huge. You never want to just play for the 1 run and bunt in the top of the inning when you're the road team in the extras. Cohen from the stretch, the 0-1 pitch. Procession, a check swing roller foul into the Riders' dugout. It's 0-2. And if it's a tie game and you go into the bottom of the 9th inning, you immediately bunt over. At least that's what usually happens. Lawrence Butler will be at second base, and Daryl Hernandez in the 3 spot will be due up first in the bottom of the inning. 0-2. Procession swings and misses. Strike 3. And we go into the bottom of the 10th inning, still tied at 4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Back to bonus baseball and extra innings here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the 10th inning, Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at 4. Darryl Hernaez steps in from the right side with Lawrence Butler beginning at second base. And Theo McDowell back on the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco playing in its second extra inning game. They're 0-1 this year. Here's the stretch. McDowell looks back towards second, expecting the bunt. And the pitch. Hernaez doesn't square, takes a strike in the inside corner, and it's 0-1. The only caveat here is Hernaez is in the 3 spot of the order. He's hitting over 300 on the year and not a normal bunt kind of guy. 1-for-4 today with a double and a run score. 0-1. Ground ball foul, cued off the end of the bat, off the facing of the Midland dugout on the first base side, and it's 0-2. Tied at 4. Told you the Rough Riders got their runs with a run in the first inning and 3 in the second. Midland then came storming back with 2 in the fourth, 1 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth to tie this game. McDowell ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Swinging a little floater right side, foul territory. Tanalu over towards the boundary and it goes off of his glove. Oh, brother. Nearly made the catch, reaching out with the netting right in front of him. Still 0-2 on Hernaez. He gets a second life. McDowell ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second, kicks in the 0-2. Swinging a line drive up the middle into center, base hit. Butler up to third. He's getting the windmill home. Carter's throw to the plate, not in time. Midland walks it off 5-4 to win game 5 of the series. Walk-off single by Darryl Hernaez. Midland wins it 5-4, the final score. Rough Riders fall via walk-off for the second time on this road trip. We'll break it down to the post-game show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Midland. Frisco falls via walk-off to the Midland Rockhounds. Final score, Rockhounds 5, Frisco 4 in Game 5 of this series. 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Rockhounds. 4 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Frisco Rough Riders. The win to Chase Cohen. He goes to 3-0 on the season. And Theo McDowell handed the loss. He falls to 0-2 on the year. Final game time, 2 hours, 16 minutes. That's just about the shortest extra inning game you'll ever see. 4,974 in attendance here in Midland. Really good crowd on this Saturday night. The Rough Riders just could not hold that lead. They had a 4-0 advantage early on. Luis Angel Acuña hitting a solo home run in the first inning. And then in the top of the third, an RBI double from Acuña and a 2-run single from Kellen Strom. But then they were no hit through the next 5 innings. Didn't pick up another hit until the ninth when they had back-to-back singles and Jax Biggers popped up a bunt. It was caught by the pitcher, Jace Cohen, and he threw back to second for the second out and on to first for the triple play in this ninth. And then on the other side for Midland, they scored their runs with 2 runs in the fourth on a 2-run jack by Logan Davidson. Bottom of the seventh, they put up another run with an RBI infield single from Michael Goldberg and tied the game with an RBI single by Logan Davidson. It was the walk-off single by Daryl Hernandez in the bottom of the 10th inning that brought in the winning one run. Rockhounds win it 5-4 over the Rough Riders. We step aside one more time, bring it back, and give you the scores around the league, and we'll set up the pitching matchup for this series finale here in Midland. Rough Riders fall 5-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
After 2 glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Fireworks going off here in Midland. Rough Riders fall via walk-off 5-4 to the Midland Rockhounds in Game 5 of this 6-game series. Let's give you the scoreboard around the Texas League. One doubleheader to update you on, but the rest of the games just single games. Arkansas and Springfield playing 2 today. Arkansas falling to Springfield 6-4 in the opener, and Springfield's winning 4-3 in the bottom half of the fourth inning in Game 2 as well. Elsewhere, the other game currently going on, Tulsa leading 9-2 at home against San Antonio. Corpus Christi, they take down Amarillo 12-7. That's back-to-back losses now for the Sod Poodles. And the Rough Riders will see Wichita next at home next week. It's 5-1 at Northwest Arkansas. Wins over the Wichita Wind Surge. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates at the big league level, the Rangers currently taking on the Angels after they couldn't hold a lead late last night in a loss. It was a walk-off loss in the 10th inning. They currently lead 3-0 in the home half of the 4th inning. Rangers getting a good start so far. 3 2/3 shutout innings from Nathan Eovaldi. So hopefully that will be able to continue. The three runs coming across on a Jonah Heim RBI single, Travis Jankowski RBI single, and another one from Marcus Simeon. All those runs coming in the top of the fourth inning. As for the rest of the organization, Round Rock takes down Reno at the AAA level 9-3. And good offensive performance by the Round Rock Express as they have 9 runs on 12 hits to their name. And the big performances on that one, 4 hits from Dio Anias and a home run from Rafael Ortega. He has 3 hits in the game. And then single hits from Dustin Foscue, Yoshi Tsutsugo, Elier Hernandez, and Davis Wenzel. Also Matt Watley with a base hit in that ball game. So good win for the Round Rock Express as they improve overall to 21-10, one of the best records in minor league baseball. At the high A level, Jersey Shore took it out on Hickory tonight, winning 13-1. And down east, they improved to 15-10 with a win over Fredericksburg, the Nationals affiliate, 9-4, the victory in Fredericksburg, Maryland. As for tomorrow, the Rough Riders will take on these same Midland Rockhounds for Game 6 of this 6-game series. Joey Estes gets the start, who started in Game 1 for Midland. He'll go against Wyatt Sparks, who made his Rough Riders debut in that opening game. It was his first time pitching since 2021 after coming off Tommy John surgery last year. He threw 3 shutout innings in that game in relief, and he'll get his first start in a Rough Riders uniform in this final game of the series tomorrow. First pitch at 1 o'clock will be on the air at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show, and we hope you join us for some Sunday Day Baseball. It should be a lot of fun getting to see the first start at the AA level for Wyatt Sparks. Rough Riders fall in this one 5-4, and that's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. On behalf of our very gracious hosts here in Midland, and for everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders, including my broadcast partner, Josh Wharton, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 12:45 for a 1 o'clock first pitch on Sunday. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!